In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is a mistake to believe that our Lord preached a gospel which was entirely divorced from what came before, from the Old Covenant, from the commandments which God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai. It is not an entirely new thing, but rather it is a broadening and a deepening and an extension of what came before. One of the ways to view some of it is to say that it is taking what is essentially external behavior, you know, things we do out here, and deepening it by making it include also the mind and the heart. So, for example, our Lord said, you know, it's not enough just to refrain from physically killing other people. You know, that's a good thing. But you don't want to kill someone in your mind, in your heart, or with your mouth by saying, you know, slanderous and evil things. And so today, in today's gospel, we hear, you have heard that it was said. And, you know, when our Lord's deepening the commandments, deepening the covenant which God makes with his people, this is one of the key phrases. Whenever you hear, you have heard that it was said, you go, aha, this is what's going on. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. You know, think about what a remarkable thing that is in and of itself. Love your neighbor. Have you seen some of our neighbors? You know, the guy who plays his music so loud at 3 a.m. that you can hear it through closed windows. The guy who mows his lawn at 5:30 in the morning. Yeah, you know, love your neighbor. Not always an easy thing. And hate your enemies. Well, yeah, you should hate your enemies. But Jesus says instead, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Wow, that's a remarkable thing. And in my view, this is the hardest commandment of the Lord. Other stuff is easy. This stuff is hard. It is hard to love those who do dirt to you. But it is exactly what God does. God loves even those who have turned from him. He loves even a Saul of Tarsus, who's the hat check boy at the martyrdom of St. Stephen. And he calls Saul to follow him. And he doesn't immediately put to death those who offend him. He gives them the chance of repentance, a whole lifetime to repent. And so we are to follow his example. How? By not returning evil for evil, but instead doing good to those who persecute us. What is the best thing we can do for anyone? Pray for them. So when you have someone who's really gotten under your skin, someone who has done real dirt to you, now you don't have to allow them to continue to do dirt to you. But whenever the evil that they have done comes to mind, pray for them. It will set you free, and it will help them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.